Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is 3 p.m. on the West, 3:01 on the West Coast, and it's 6 p.m. on the East Coast. Thank you for joining us around the world or in the chat room or either even on the phone. So, what I want to say, God, my brain's like, anyway, the new moon was Thursday the 25th, and Memorial Day, of course, is tomorrow. Ninth caller will receive 1 hour free reading from Linus or Nina or the both of us. It's up to you. Okay, so as I told you, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Yep, she's with us today, y'all. One question per caller, please. We like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or validate past readings. Last Sunday's show, we had quite a few validations, which was good. I enjoyed that. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answer. Remember, the answers we give can change, and that's due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light from the heart. If your phone is with a 111, a block number, you may get disconnected, so please call in with the number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you today that they love you, well, me and Miss Nina do, okay? And if you desire a more intimate reading, you can go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com, and send us a message or either for your reading. Okay, let me bring Miss Nina in. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Linus. Good afternoon, everyone. It's been a while since I've been back. Sorry about that. Between illness and a long weekend up here, things have gotten a little bit rocky for me. But I'm back full strength and happy and healthy and raring to go. I'm just going to remind you that I am back, so only one question per caller. We want to get through this today, and yeah, I'll be butting in if you ask a second question. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I do have a couple of announcements. I have two birthdays this week. Tomorrow is my nephew Craig's 21st birthday. Happy birthday, Craig. I love you very, very much. And on Tuesday, the 30th, is one of the little ones I look after. She's been in my home since she was 3 months old, and she will be turning 5 on Tuesday. Her name is Gemini, and she has red hair, and she's fiery, all right.
Gemini, isn't that something? And we are in Gemini. Happy birthday, Geminis. Go ahead.
So that's all the announcements for me this week. I have more coming up for the month of June. It's a fairly busy month in my family, as well as Jim and I having our wedding anniversary in June. So, yeah, Linus, how about your announcements?
Okay, I've got birthdays. Nina and I, of course, we always talk prior to the show, and I was laughing because I was like, wow, it's a lot of birthdays right at the end of May and the 1st of June. I was like, 1st of June must have been really busy time back in the day. And I mean busy like enjoying themselves. Well, happy birthday to Julie Butter. Happy birthday to Miss Sheila Marie Collins Phillips. We used to work together. Happy birthday to Seth Adam Hargett. Happy birthday, Deborah Ruffin. Always a pleasure. Happy birthday to Mr. Jonathan Jackson, one of our activists here in Seattle. Happy birthday to Suzanne Palfrey, Cheryl Moreland. Happy birthday to my nephew, Manuel Geck. Happy birthday to Darnell Shut the Door, one of the entertainers here. Happy birthday to Jason Terry, one of my adopted sons, or play sons. Happy birthday, Jason, and Bradley Warren as well. And happy birthday to Steve Brown. This is Steve Brown and I work together. As y'all know, I just retired recently. And Steve and I were the two top dogs for years as aviation controllers because we had the most seniority. So happy birthday to you, Steven. And happy birthday to Vanessa Mather Williams, one of my daughter's friends. And happy birthday to my cousin, Bobby Boyd. And that's all the announcements I have.
All right, I guess we're ready.
Okay, we shall begin. Come on. Okay, first caller, area code 256. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
This is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi,
we are doing great.
Good. Great. My question is about my artistic abilities with writing, and I was also told that I can act well, but I wanted to start a YouTube page, but I really don't know where to start when it comes to marketing, and I just want to know, you know, what avenue I should take next.
You know what I saw was flowers when you were talking, when you were saying
okay.
Acting and writing, and I saw flowers. Pretty flowers, too. Now, would you say, I know you said acting, but you said prior to that, writing? Writing as
yes.
in what? Writing a book, a script?
I did script writing a while ago, and I stopped, even took classes. But right now I've been writing poetry. And I started with writing poetry to my students.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now you want to know which direction you should go now? You want to try something new? Okay.
Correct.
Huh, the poetry is good. That's good. I'm getting really good feelings off of that. But still, I'm going back to flowers. I don't know why I'm seeing all these pretty flowers.
Prose, flowers, posies, that kind of thing. So that's why you're seeing the flowers. Definitely go back to the writing.
Okay.
Ah, okay. Okay. So with the writing, she needs to know how would she go about
well, that,
it to do a YouTube. You know that, what I would do is go to YouTube and look for a tutorial page.
Okay.
Because I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Nina.
We can't help you with the technical stuff. Psychically, we can help you, but technical stuff, you need somebody that's either into that kind of thing. Or, like Glenna said, go on YouTube and get a tutorial and go through it
okay.
that way. But,
okay.
Yeah. No, I understood that part. I just wanted to know, you know, like what direction to go when it comes to starting the blogging. That's it. Not the technical part of it.
Yeah, no, writing for sure. I'm picking up, once you get recognized with the writing, the acting part may come into play.
Okay. Okay.
Lennis, are you picking up anything else?
No. Just the poetry and the flowers. So writing is her niche. That's the direction you need to go. Back to your writing. You're good at it.
Okay.
Yes,
All
ma'am.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome. Thanks for calling, and bye. Have a happy Memorial Day. By the way, everybody, happy Memorial Day to everyone, and don't forget the military, okay? I come from a military family, so it's very close to my heart because my father and my uncles, my brothers, and a couple of nieces were in the military. So definitely don't forget about them. Think about them. You know, if it's nothing but say a prayer, just be thankful for the service that they give us to protect us. Okay, next caller, area code 860. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good. How's everyone?
Terrific.
Good.
I have a question about if you see my daughter getting the same custody of her daughter more days or less days. Around the 5th of June.
Okay, what is your daughter's name?
Melissa.
What's her first name? Okay,
Melissa.
And what's the what's the child's name?
Vivian.
Just the first name. Okay.
Vivian. V-I-V-I-E-N-N-E.
Okay. I'm getting delayed, and I also get that your daughter I'm seeing that she might get less days and more days of visitation.
Yeah, it's not any really way to give her less days than to just give her one day. But
okay, there's go ahead,
yeah,
Nina.
I'm picking up that she's going to get the same. Nothing is going to change.
Oh, okay. Looking at the... Oh, jeez. Sorry about that.
Are you driving and talking to us?
No, someone...
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to hang up. Sound like something is going on there, and I don't want to be a part of it. Do you, Nina?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I just had to put you on mute because someone's very loud here. I'm sorry. All right,
okay.
So I guess that answers my question. I'll let you move on with the next caller.
Okay. Okay, wishing you the best. Have a happy Memorial Day tomorrow.
Thanks.
And thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I need to take a deep breath. Being empathic, I feel things. Okay, next call, area code 614. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
My name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. What can me and Miss Nina answer for you today?
I was wondering, can you tell me about meeting someone named James?
Okay. You want to know if your relationship is going to go or if you two are going to hook up? Is that what you're inquiring?
Well, yeah, I've never met the person, but the thing is, this is going to sound really crazy, okay, but I've been having dreams about this person, and I've never met him. I had a dream that he came to me and that we met, and he had brown hair and more glasses, and then I have been feeling a spirit around me since 2013, and the spirit has led me to find the Instagram page that is James. So it sounds really crazy, I know, but, yeah, I'm just kind of wondering about that kind of situation.
I'm getting that James is from your past life, and he's trying to get a message through to you.
Oh.
And about how you deal with men.
Okay.
Yeah. James is an angel. He's not on this side. He is in the spiritual realm. This is what I'm picking up. He's in the spiritual realm, and he's an angel to you trying to help you, but he wants you to get an understanding about men and how men can be, their character and their nature.
okay.
So it's not so much that you're going to meet him, it's that you're comfortable that you're dreaming about him. Now listen to him. Ask him to give you the message to bring forward the message that he wants to tell you.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up. What are you picking up, Nina?
Yeah, the same thing. He's from the spiritual world. He is an angel, and he's there to help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
he's
you.
There to help you. Okay, but that's a good thing. I mean, I know you're cutting us off, but that's a good thing that he is an angel and a male angel to help you. Okay?
Okay.
So call
okay.
on him. I mean, now that you know and it's prevalent, talk to him at night before you go to sleep, before you dream, and ask him, say, well, what is it that you want me to know or to do? Okay?
Okay.
That's
okay.
a good thing.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, Sarah. All right, you're listening to Free Psychic Readings Sunday with Lena San Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's in there. You know, Miss Nina's also the station manager for this network, but she's in there to answer questions as well. So if you don't want to call in on the phone, you're more than welcome to go in the chat room. That's fine. Okay. Next caller, area code 347. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you?
Terrific. Terrific.
Great. That's great. I was just wondering, do you see anybody new come into my life soon? Somebody
okay.
new and that's there and not full of BS. Thank you.
Did you just kick somebody to the curb, Keisha?
A whole bunch of them. They just full of them. The ones that's coming up to me is just so full. I'm seeing right through the garbage. So I just was wondering, is anybody sincere out there or they no longer make them like that? I don't know.
No. Don't worry. You don't have to go to Walmart to find him. Now, this is going to sound strange to you, so listen to me. You got a little pen or paper? Because this guy's coming through really clear. I'm getting
okay,
a white
go
guy.
Ahead.
Okay, I'm getting a white guy. He's between 45 and maybe 48. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
okay, he's a businessman.
Okay.
He's been divorced for, looks like, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He has grown children only
okay.
because he started young. So, you know, because
right.
he's not that old, so he started young having his kids, but they're grown.
Right.
Very much single, no drama. Loves to drink coffee. I don't know why they're telling me that, but he loves to drink coffee. Let's see, what else, Angel? Where is Keisha going to meet this guy at? Through another guy. Okay, but this guy
wow.
is a friend. You have a guy
uh-huh.
that's like a play brother to you. You're close. You're like sister and brother, but you're not biologically, but you're close. Do you know who I'm talking about? You know, he's like
know.
A brother.
If I've known him for 1,000 years, I probably do, yeah.
Okay. He is going to introduce you to this white guy.
Okay.
He's going to introduce you, but when he does, now I want you to listen to me. When he introduces
mm-hmm.
you, it's not going to be as a relationship. He's just with him. He's with
right.
your play brother. So
right.
when he introduces you, then at that time, you know, you can do your little womanly thing. You know, well, what's your digits? These are my digits. And just go from there. But
okay.
And he's bald. This guy's bald, and he's got a little baby circular earring in his left ear. But he's bald, and he's nice-looking. He's a nice-looking
okay.
guy. He's a good guy. I'm not picking up anything bad on this guy. He's a good guy. That's why he's different, because I don't know if you, you know, normally would marry, I mean, marry. Oh, my God. Huh. Drop that like a bomb. Maybe you are going to marry
short?
Him.
He's
no,
short?
This guy's tall. No.
Okay.
No, no, no. This
okay.
guy you're getting ready to meet, he's tall. No. Little
okay.
bit kind of slender. He's not skinny now, but he's, you know, like a medium built man.
I got you.
Kind of
yeah,
yeah, he's not okay. Yeah, nice body.
Yeah,
nice body.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, so that's how you're gonna meet this guy, is through him, through your play brother. So
okay.
Like I said, he's just that he's with him. But for you, the light bulb should come on, like, oh, Linus told me about this guy. Let me get these digits. And you might just be surprised. I always say
right.
Love has no color. Love has no age. It's just
right.
your perspective and how you see it. So,
that's
yeah.
right.
But anyway, he's coming, and I'm seeing sometime in June. They're not giving me a definitive
oh.
week or anything. They're just saying June, sometime in June.
Right around the corner. Got you. All right.
Yeah,
well,
that's right. That's right. All right,
well,
Keisha, call us back and let us know now, girl, because he's
definitely.
A good guy. You're going to be surprised. You really are. You're going to be like, where have I been? Well, honey, you got to be UN. Be colorful.
Right.
Okay,
like
thank
I'm
you for calling, Keisha.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You too. I
okay,
look like I'm
have
about
a wonderful
me.
Week.
You
okay.
too. Bye-bye.
All right. Uh-huh. Happy Memorial Day to you. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Next caller, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Asia. How are you today?
Fine. I'm sorry. I didn't understand your name.
Oh, it's Asia.
Asia?
Yes.
Ooh, that's pretty. Okay. I like some of these different names. All right, Miss Asia, what can me and Miss Nina answer for you today?
Okay, so I had a quick question. I had a vision today of the person that I might be married to in the future, but when I meet him, I kind of want to take things very slow. Now, when he would not live in the same state. I think he lives maybe in the California area, but what are my guides telling me in regards to, I don't want to just jump into anything, and if I want to visit him in California, how much later should I go and visit him? I'm thinking at least 6 months or 7 months.
Okay, Asia, why don't you give me the name of this gentleman first?
I just had a vision of it. I haven't even met him. That's the thing about it. But I know he's coming. I just have not met him at all. But I know he's coming because I've been having dreams and little visions.
Okay. Are you wild, Asia? Are you wild?
No, I'm not.
I'm picking up stuff on you right now, so that's why I'm asking.
No, I just kind of want to take things slow because I'm going to be in school, so I'm not really rushing, ready to rush into a relationship. I feel that this particular time I want to get a chance to know someone.
Okay. Well, right
so maybe
now,
I might be wrong altogether.
Right now, I find you as being flighty and scattered.
Well,
yeah,
I don't
want to be wrong. Scattered, so. You want to focus a little bit, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Why are you breathing so hard? Are you walking?
Oh, because yes, that's why.
Okay. I thought so. I thought you were walking.
Yes.
Okay, well, Asia, like I said, right now you're a little scattered. The angels are not coming in. Yeah. That you're scattered. Let me ask Nina. Nina, were you picking up anything on her? Nope, I guess not. Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to toss it out and keep moving forward. Okay.
Okay. All right. Have
all right,
a wonderful
thank
week.
You.
You're welcome.
Sorry about that, but I couldn't even understand her.
I couldn't at first either. It took me a minute. I'm exhausted. Oh, God. All right, area code 551. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Tanisha.
Lisa? I'm sorry?
Tanisha.
Tanisha. Oh, okay. How you doing, Tanisha? We haven't talked to you in a long time. How are you, young lady?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific.
So I'm calling because I started a new job, and
okay,
this is a job that I manifested. This is what I wanted, and I'm here, and I feel like God has allowed me to be here. However, I feel disconnected, like I'm not walking in purpose. So my question for you is, what do you see me ultimately doing as far as purpose-wise and, you know, to cover my finances? Because this is always what I wanted. The salary is great. However, I don't want to sound ungrateful, but I just don't feel like my soul and spirit isn't connected.
You're not happy. That's what you're telling me. You're not happy there. You got the job, but it's not what you thought it was going to be. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what the angels are telling me right now. Through this job, we'll take you to the next one. So there's connections. There's networking there at the position you're at right now, and it will take you to the next job. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be through word of mouth. You're going to hear from a man, and it's not like they're going to tell you now. You're just going to, like, overhear the conversation. But there's a man, and there's also a woman, they're telling me, that will be talking about maybe another company, or maybe they could be looking for some people or whatever. So that's what I'm saying. It's an overheard conversation. But when you hear it, Tanisha, apply. No, I'm telling you, when you hear this company or whatever that they're looking for, then apply for the position there. But don't tell anybody, and you will get it.
Okay,
and you'll be happy. So, like I'm saying, you're going from here to the next one. You just, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so here's the question. All right, so I'm in social work, right?
Okay.
Nina and Lannis. So I realized, you know, after going to school and doing this, social work, even though you're social, the paperwork part of it is a drag. It's taking the life out of me. And I want to know, because what I can't continue to do is just jump from job to job. Like, I just know if I jump to the next job and it's in the same field, I know that this is, I'm over it. Like, this is it. As far as purpose-wise, because that's where I'm at, I'm trying to figure out, like, do you see me going back to school, changing a career? Because I'm asking you, because I really, at this point, I thought, like, this was what it was for me, but I simply don't like
it. It is.
Oh.
It is. It's for the good. Don't do that, Tanisha. This job is for the good. You're supposed to be there. So I want you to give these people your best, your very best, because you will move from there to another job that you will like, but you got to go through it. You got to crawl before you walk. Okay,
but I'm saying,
and I understand,
like,
what you're saying.
I'm
you don't want to be jumping around to different jobs. No, I don't want you to either, because you want to get.
It's not about the job. It's the career. It's social work. It's not. It's just not, like, spiritually. You know how I'm really in tune with my.
But you haven't been
here
that long yet, Tanisha.
I know,
but it's
just.
You got
a gut feeling, like,
you got compassion. You don't know yet. You haven't met a whole bunch of people even yet, honey. You're just starting out. But you will move from that and go to another job. But don't, no, social work is hard. I'm not saying paperwork. It's dealing with people. So once you get entrenched and you're dealing with these different people, helping them, your attitude will change.
I don't, but that's the thing. I don't want to help them. I don't want to help them anymore. Like, I'm just at a place in my life where I...
Okay, let me just jump in here. You need to decide what direction you want to go. You you've asked for this career. You put it out there to God and the universe. This is what you wanted. If it's not what you want, then you need to sit down and formulate on paper, in your heart and in your head, exactly what you do want.
Okay.
And any job you take, it doesn't matter, is not all bells and whistles and flowers and nicety nice. There is crap you have to deal with in any job. It's you how much crap you want to do. But until you decide, no, we can't help you. Because you're, right now, I'm just, my angels are flustered, and they're fluttering about because you are very scattered.
Yeah.
So, okay. I want
to, yeah, he's admitting it.
No, this is just, the thing about it is, that's why I was calling to see what you saw. Like, you know how you know your spirit, like, I know myself, my body is telling me this is not for me. But the thing is, where I'm at is I'm asking my angels and guys to show me where, what is right for me, because I did choose this. I don't feel like I went with my divine purpose. So what I guess what my real question was, like, what do you see as my divine purpose? Because I called, I want to say years ago.
Working with people.
It was music.
What you don't want is where you're supposed to be. What you don't want is where you're supposed to be, Tanisha.
Well,
you were put
saying,
on this earth to help people. You know what?
Oh, no,
that is your destiny, is to help people.
Yeah, motivating people, like maybe on my own, maybe like an Ayanla, but to be in like a setting to where it's more so you doing more paperwork than actual work for the people is something that I'm not with, if that makes more sense.
Lannis, we need to move on. We really do. You need to honestly sit down this week, figure out what exactly you want, put it down on paper, put it under your pillow, make it your wish list, do whatever you want. But you have to do the work. We're getting such jumbled messages from you, there's no way we can decide. Our angels cannot focus on anything because you're too jumbled yourself. So do this exercise for us, please, and thank you. And come back next Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
We will all have a clear picture at that time. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds like a winner. Okay. All right, Tanisha? Tanisha? Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, she hung up. Oh, well. That's okay. All right, next call, area code 856. You're on the line with Lannis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, ladies?
Terrific.
caller tonight.
Interesting show today. Very interesting. But anyway, so what can we answer for you, Miss Laura?
I would like to know what you see for me with regarding my career, making a change, moving on. I landed this contract about a month and a half ago, and I'm not real happy with it. But I need the income, so I'm really grateful for that, and it came when I needed it. But I'm not real happy with the contract itself. So I'm wondering if you see me moving on and giving notice and starting it somewhere else.
I see water around you, Laura. Do you work near water?
Well, you know, they have these big ponds at the company that they built.
Oh, okay.
You know, with fountains.
Okay.
So maybe that might be it. But I do want to buy a house on the lake, so that could be something too that you're seeing down the road.
Now I'm seeing water. I would make a career change for 6 months. Wait it out 6 months.
You think I'll be
months.
There that long? Because I'm not sure if they'll let me go or if I'm going to be the one to quit.
Laura, I see you fulfilling whatever the contract is right now. I see you fulfilling that, but the next day that contract is done with, you will have another job.
Well, this is supposed to go 6 months. So it's probably will go.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I was hoping, though, that you saw me might maybe moving on to something else.
Yeah.
I'm really not happy. It's not
okay,
a good
position.
I'm not doing
just
what
I'm supposed
to.
Just bite the bullet for 6 more months, and then the next one should be relief. I see a smile on your face after this. So Yeah, the next one will be relief. You'll work, right, but you'll feel better. Yeah, you'll feel better.
Yeah. Well, thank
okay,
you
so
much.
Okay, bite the bullet for 6 months. Enjoy your summer.
I will. Yeah. You too. Have a
okay,
fun Memorial
Okay, and have a wonderful
day
Memorial
Day.
Tomorrow. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Bye. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday. The time right now is about 3:35 on the West Coast and 6:35 on the East Coast. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914, and you know we're looking for that ninth caller to give a free reading. Hello. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's in there, who's also our station manager. So either way, on the phone, or you can go into the chat room. Okay. All righty. Next caller, area code 530. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I was just calling to see what you guys see in store for me as far as career goes. I think we're in a pattern today with that one.
Okay, did you want to change? Are you looking to change careers? Or?
I'm not sure at this point. The career that I did have, I am not working at this time due to disability, and I'm in school to try to continue on with it, but I'm not sure if it's something I can continue with just because it's pretty physical work. And I was just wondering if you see in store if anything coming up in career. I mean, I'm open
okay, well,
to anything.
Okay, but tell me the field. So when I ask the angels what field that you're in, I can look to see what's coming up.
The field that you know, was in, that I am learning in right now, is nursing.
Okay.
I'm getting a headache right now. As soon as you said nursing, the left side of my brain is pounding. I think you need to change careers.
Okay, do you guys have any idea what it might be good for me?
Have you thought about medical transcription?
No, because I'm actually paralyzed on the left side.
Okay.
So that really wouldn't be the best for me because I'm left-handed.
Okay.
I ask you, how can you do nursing if you're paralyzed?
That's why I'm thinking I'm going to have to go a different route. I'm going for my master's degree right now because I was trying to find a desk job, but I had very little experience before the stroke, and so I'm thinking I'm probably going to have to make some changes, and I was just wondering if you guys saw anything.
Teaching.
Teaching?
Yeah. Teaching nursing.
That's coming through strong. Wow. I'm getting that too now.
Okay, thank
you. Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah, why not? Teach, yeah, I'm getting that strong too. But in what field is she teaching though? Because she don't need to be in nursing, so should she stay in the medical field and teach?
I'm picking up nursing, teaching nursing. Is that something you would be able to do, Chris?
Yeah, I could with my degree.
Okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'm really
go ahead, Nina.
Very, very strongly am I picking that up. Is it something you think you'd enjoy? Because I'm picking up all smiles and...
Yeah, I think I could possibly go that route. I was thinking of other things in my heart, but teaching, I'm open for anything, really. So I could do teaching. I'm okay with being a student, so I think I would probably be okay with being a teacher, too.
Yeah, no, and I see you very happy at this. Very, very happy.
Thank you.
You're very
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
Yeah. Hey, we're wishing you the very best. You're going to do good at that.
Thank you so much. And you guys have a good day.
You too, and thanks for calling. Have a wonderful Memorial Day tomorrow. Okay. Next caller is area code 812. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello. My name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
This is our next caller.
I'm good.
Happy. Our ninth caller is Nicole. Nicole, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to let you take this, Nina. I got to step away for a second. Go ahead, Nicole.
Okay. My question is, what do you guys see for me in relationships right now?
Have you just come out of a relationship, Nicole?
I've been separated for about a year, actually.
Okay. Separated as in you were married to this person?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going through a divorce.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't see it a very good divorce either.
No, it's been difficult.
Okay, what the angels are telling me is that you need to take care of that business first before you move forward. Basically because, I know it's going to sound cliche and everything else, you need to get rid of the baggage before you take on something else. And once you get rid of that, it makes everybody feel better, right? Including the person that, and yes, you are going to meet someone really nice. Don't get wrong. That will happen, but they also need the security of knowing that your attention isn't divided.
Oh, my attention ain't divided. Me and the person don't even speak. So that person's completely out of my life. I think he's moved on. The person I was married to has moved on. And I'm ready to – I'm going back to school myself. I'm graduating in August. And I'm ready to, I'm ready to go, live my life. I'm ready to find somebody else also, so.
Yeah, well, I see that happening mid-August.
Okay.
It's going to be a while yet, but mid-August. Not that you aren't going to go out on dates in between time. You will. But I definitely see you finding that special someone later on in August. Nicole, I do have a question to ask you. The number that you've called in on, is that the number that you would like us to reach you on?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a specific time of day that is better for you?
No, any time's good.
Okay. One of us will contact you and you.
Okay.
And we will set up that free hour reading for you.
Okay,
and
thank you so much.
Then we can delve further into...
to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah,
calling.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you
for calling in. And I'm sorry.
No problem. No problem. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I thought it was something else. Okay, we'll call you back right after the show.
All right,
and
no problem. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for being our ninth caller. Okay.
Oh, no problem. All right.
Okay. Next caller is area code 619. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Donna. Hello.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. Oh, I just thought maybe we could look into my love life. I haven't looked there in a while. See what maybe you might see in that area.
Donna, something from your past life has changed. Some changes. Mm-hmm. Something in your past life. Wait a minute. And I don't mean past in before you came into this realm. It's here while you're here. The angels are telling me, but they said it was for the good. It was like you grew up, you got a backbone, you spoke out or something, but they're saying it's good, the change that you made. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, that'd come a long way.
Okay, well, they're just telling me it's good. They were telling me what changes you made, but it was all for the good. Okay, now we'll get into your love life. I have to tell you, they talked to me sometime while you guys were talking, so. Okay. So you're not seeing anybody right now. You want to know who's coming up?
No.
You're clear. Okay. All right. Angels, what's going on with Donna? Ooh, I'm getting a headache of a man that was real flippant around you. That's recently, within 2 weeks. Were you around a man that was kind of flippant and arrogant?
No, not at all.
Hmm.
I mean, okay, well, he's a friend now, but he kind of, yeah, now we're friends, but we were seeing, it's been, you know, it wasn't too serious, but.
Okay,
yeah.
Validation. Yes, you were.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, but there's no feelings in that romantically at all anymore, so.
Okay. Angels were showing me. Okay. A scar on your heart. The angels are telling me a scar is on your heart. Are you ready to open up and have a relationship?
Well, they mean literally, because I do have a scar like over my heart from a skin. It's a basal cell melanoma, but there's a scar there, so maybe that's what they meant. But maybe
it's from hurt.
Also.
Okay. It is.
Well, yeah,
it's from feelings.
I've been heartbroken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now they're telling me. They're saying that you have a wall up. You're not ready yet to be really generous with yourself, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Maybe mentally you'll talk, you know, physical, that's your business. But they're telling me that you're not there yet. You're not there.
Okay.
I guess you need to have clarity within you that this is the type of man that I'm looking for and my desire and who I want.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that's going to love you totally and unconditionally and accept you as you. Period.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
For sure.
Well, I'm not picking up anything, but let me ask Miss Nina.
Well, maybe they're just not. Yeah. Okay.
No, don't hang up. I'll ask Miss Nina. She might see something I don't.
Okay. All right.
I'm not picking up anything in the foreseeable future. I
did. Yeah.
Later on, towards the fall, being very, very happy. Now, I'm not sure if that means you found a new love in your life or something else. They're definitely by fall. You are going to be so happy with yourself.
Well, amen.
There you go.
Right.
That's good.
Well, that's wonderful. That's good news. So thank you so much. Yeah, I probably.
So you know what, Donna? Enjoy your summer, young lady.
I will. Thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate you guys. Okay.
Oh, you're most welcome. Enjoy your summer. Yes, yes. Okay,
have a wonderful
Memorial Day tomorrow. Yes, ma'am. Okay, next caller, area code 203. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. How are you?
Okay, first-time caller.
Well, welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you so much. My question is my living situation is very much up in the air. I'm applying for affordable housing. It's not affordable housing. It's HUD, you know, through the government.
Oh, yeah, HUD or Section 8. Sure. Yeah.
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 It's pretty depressing what, you know, you have to wait for a year or years, and what they offer you is depressing, and on and on. I was just speaking to a woman out in Minnesota that said I could come, if they could find a camper, come stay on her ranch and, you know, give my money towards that community that they're trying to build. And it's very much based on Tibetan beliefs and Native American beliefs. There's connections, just connections to both peoples. And they're also saving some wild horses, a line of horses that have never been used at all. Wild. I'm sorry, I'm not being really coherent. It's been a tough day. Anyway, what do you see in, with my living situation and money?
Minnesota, no. I don't know why. It's just something when you were talking about that, it didn't sit right with me. Something. It sounds good, and I believe you, but something, as old people say, something just ain't right. Now, as far as, yeah, I know like section 8 HUD, it does. Sometimes people wait a year to 2 years before they get housing. Do you have children? Is that why you have to wait? Is because you need like a 2 or 3 bedroom house or apartment?
No, the minimum wait here is 14 months. Most places you can't even get on the waiting list. And other places it's 2 to 5 years. That's the situation in the city. It's very bleak.
God, what's it? Well, let me ask, what state are you in?
I'm in Connecticut.
Oh. Okay. So I wanted to say move to another state or area, but you got to first have money. Are you able to work or not? Are you able to work a temporary position or something?
I can do some work. My disability allows me to only bring in so much money per month anyway. So they catch you. You know, you can't win.
No,
yeah. I understand. Yeah. It's like Social Security. You can only work so much, and then
so
you put yourself in harm's way.
Wondering if you see anything. And what was negative about Minnesota?
I picked up negative about Minnesota, too. I think there's some false information being passed on to
yep.
you. I'm not sure what it is, but there is definitely false information being passed on to you from there. If you are serious and you really want to go there, dig a little deeper and find out some more. The angels are
with
telling
proof.
Me, yeah, you are going to move, and something will happen very positive on that note in 2 months.
Okay.
Now that's a whole lot better than 14 months or 5 years. So
it
you
is.
Will you will hear something very positive within 2 months.
Well, the only other thing I could think of is, would that be meaning I would be in a relationship possibly, and move in with someone? Because
the answer is not clear to me at all. All they have told me is, yes, you are going to move. It is going to happen in 2 months, and it is very positive. I'm sorry, I can't get anything clearer. Lannis, can you pick up anything on this?
No, ma'am. All I got was a Minnesota, so you saw more than I did.
So, honey, that's all we're picking up right now, but if you want, call back.
Excuse me.
Maybe things will be clearer then.
Call back what?
Call back in a couple of weeks. And maybe
okay.
things will okay.
Thank you. Thank you both so much.
Welcome.
You're welcome. We're wishing the best for you, and I'll be praying for you too, Pat.
Thank you so
that
much.
Your life situation changes. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
That's-
Thank you for calling, and happy Memorial Day. All right, next caller, area code 760. You're on the air with Lannis and Nina. Who's this?
Hello, Lannis and Nina. It's Carolyn. It's been weeks.
Hi, Carolyn.
Spirit brought me to you weeks ago seeking other light workers and advice and pretty heavy situation. And I was so blessed. I got such wonderful support, and that day I was on another device where I could get a chat room, and I have to ask you something, because after we got off the call, then you very kindly referred me to, I call her Annabelle Lee. I was looking it up before calling. Do you have a friend or associate whose spirit name is She-Ha?
Oh, yeah, it's She-Ra. She-Ha. She-Ha.
Oh, She-Ra.
She-Ha,
well, you know,
S-H-E-E-H-A, yes. That's Anna.
She-Ha, well, the audio isn't too good. Well, this is so incredible. And
you know, it's unintentional, but I'm an intuitive and psychic. Anyway, she called me. She's such a beautiful soul, and you kindly had her call me. And we ended up speaking for, I think, about an hour, and I ended up reading all kinds of things. Like, my nickname for her is Annabelle Lee. I found out, you know, the connection with Poe and all of that. But she's just lovely, and I've been trying to find my way back to you. And so, but I was calling with a question for myself, but this is the way I am. When you were speaking to, and I just tuned in, so I didn't hear her name, the lovely lady who called in asking about the career. She'd been a nurse, and then she was, you know, she just said she was incapacitated on her left side, and then I think it was Linus or Nina asked her if you were a nurse. Well, then it all came out. She was a stroke victim, and here's what I was getting that I hope she's still listening, because she's so brave, and she definitely should go into being an educator. And I'm not sure how we call it, but her stroke being, you know, is going to add. She's going to be a wonderful teacher, because she was a caregiver, and on the, you know, the one side, it's like mm-hmm. the doctors who become. What she's going to add to her dimension as a teacher is the compassion and the understanding, which she will be able to communicate to her students of what it's like, you know, from the patient's view, because she's had both sides of that. So although it's been a horrible thing, challenging for her to go through, she's going to be wonderful, because, and she's going to shine, because, and she's going to get better too. Spirit told me to say that.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. I think so too. I felt really good about her teaching.
So. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I was so glad you said that.
Chris, if you're still listening, that was
Chris,
for you from Carolyn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm a spirit. I'm not formally trained as you are, but this is, since I've been closer to the other dimension, shall we say, spirit just keeps bringing messages. Like when I was talking to Sheha, all of a sudden she said, Carolyn, my God. And I said, you know, she said, I'm supposed to be. Anyway, my question is this, and the challenges have continued exponentially, including trying to get some clearing of some really dark demonic energy from my, which is, and well, you know, too, that regardless of anyone's particular, the whole world is just in such troubled or chaotic state, including the horrible things in Manchester and all the planets retrograde and all of this and that. So the energy has been very difficult for everybody. But I am trying to continue and manifest a miraculous healing. I'm determined, but fate is still throwing everything in my way, and I've been blessed to get consults from, you know, trying to clear Akashic history, you know, everything from, and the good message is that the archangels and entities and God or in spirit are all behind me, but on a human level, that the obstacles continue to a degree that you would not believe. And I have an appointment a week from, let's see, next Friday, with someone I hope who can help me at least talk about and strategize some of this. And I've had two or three, luckily I knew how to, you know, board appointments with people, and I, you know, listened to your intuition and said, nope, this isn't good. But I'm just, my question to cut to the chase is, ladies, is do you see that this person I have, you know, her first initial is J, will be able to, I initially feel that we will be compatible, and but my issues are so overwhelming. I'm afraid that, you know,
like
they might
mother.
Overwhelm somebody.
No, Jay is like a mother.
That?
Yep, I do. I feel she's going to come to you like as a mother nurturing a child. So when you talk, it'll be from that perspective. Yeah, I'm picking up very motherly and nurturing, almost like she's a Cancer.
Is that you, Nina?
Linus.
That's Linus.
Oh, I'm Linus.
I was going to say Linus, but then when somebody else was speaking to you, I think they reversed, and you said yes. So that's Linus speaking. Linus, well, you know, what I picked up on is what I've learned is I'm a passionate animal lover, and, you know, a passionate, a sensitive, and an empath. And, oh, this other person, I have, let's just say, unremitting trauma and stress. I've never succumbed to it. So I joke, laughter is the best medicine. So I just joke about it and say, well, if you wanted to put a diagnosis, it would be traumatic without the post. It's ongoing. Anyway, the person I first met with, just to tell other listeners too, if your intuition tells you it's not right, listen to your intuition. I went for the meeting, and the whole time I felt like I should have been counseling her, but pull out if it's not good, bail, you know. And so I'm so glad to hear you say that, Linus, because the other thing was I said, I kind of said to her, may I ask, because you don't tell too many people that you are now a belief in paranormal and have some gifts yourself. You just don't say that to most people without, particularly if they're, whether they're a psychologist or what their degree is, until you kind of feel them out on. But I wanted to be working with someone who would have that aspect of their spirituality where they were open-minded about it, to say the least, because if you read me, you know I've experienced some incredible things in my life. And so the other thing I've learned is I'm a passionate animal lover, and if somebody does not like animals or does not have them, then not always, but because there's some twisted people who have animals, but still, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. A spirit said, ask her that when I made the appointment. I said, may I just ask? I said, this is sort of a weird question, but may I ask you? And she said, I have a little dog in my lap. I saw it too, Lynn. I saw this little dark female dog, and I thought, that's a sign that I recently had a horrible experience with someone who was trying to clear some of this energy, who, let's just say, was very gifted, but she got taken over by some dark energy herself, and actually not only was not a helper, but ended up, let's just say, being infected with some of the dark energy and attacked. And it was just devastating. I tried to forgive and understand how she got polluted, so to speak, but it was really hard, and that's why I'm kind of gun-shy, to say the least.
Well, true, and then there's people that are, you know, I know what you mean by gifted. I'll just say this. Sometimes you need to call in a shaman or medium for certain things, and I don't go there with everybody to say things like this, but Carolyn, I know you'll understand. So, but yes. In some instances, you need a shaman or you need a medium to come in to clear it, you know, because whatever it is attached, if you don't have the ability to stand up against it, then you could become part of the problem. So,
or, Lena,
yeah.
Go ahead, Lena. Or you need a Reiki master.
Yes, I work with them too, but you know the problem, this sounds not a problem. The dark energy that's surrounded me, and apparently the compliment is that the dark energy of my whole life, and I think I shared with you, I'm in my 70s, has considered me a worthy target, and that's why it's a dubious honor, believe me. But and I've tried to, and it's called, you know, isolate and conquer, because I'm now pretty much alone. But the person that was supposed to be helping me was supposed to be extremely highly evolved through the whole thing of, you know, being able to clear everything and astral. And we went through your listeners, this is getting a little intense, but let's just say some really dark energy, demonic, which is not only it around me, and I've had clearings before, everything. And anyway, I think during that process, and I've been critically ill, and I think somehow, although I felt that she was, I was just so grateful, and I felt love for her, and then all of a sudden, after, you know, two or three sessions, without asking, she kind of forced me into a remote healing with an associate, and I tried to be gracious, because that's my way, and polite, but I have learned, Nina, that what happens is, I've tried long distance and Reiki and energy healing of all kinds, but the interference is so strong. We're talking about my whole house, because it's all energy, you know that. And when your whole house is going boom, you know, and your computers are being fried and everything, there's a little interference there with, and so by and large that doesn't.
Carolyn,
yeah.
You know about salt and the stone that I'll have Nina tell you. You know about putting that around your house and outside, right? Or if you're in an apartment in all four corners of your apartment.
Yes, Lennis, I didn't want to for, because
you've done all that.
Just to
okay.
tell you, for your Palo de Arco, sage, salt. We're talking about some really heavy stuff, and even the yeah, yes. And
you know what?
The
angels are telling me right now to get out.
Ouch!
I'm getting feedback.
They bit you.
Okay. The angels are telling me right now for you to see the shaman.
You know, I thought that
for you to find a shaman, and that shaman will clear a lot of that up, and also the shaman's going to bring somebody with her or him. I have a feeling it's going to be a male person, but they're going to bring somebody with them as well. So it's probably going to be a man and a woman.
Do you know that I've even consulted, because there's apparently my Akashic, my past life, I was kind of involved with that, but is they're people, this is the thing, who label themselves, and we all, being human, have to create words to communicate and labels. I mean, anybody can call themselves a light worker. And it, I mean, people are, you don't have to do it professionally. If you just in your day-to-day life are good and kind, then you're a light worker. You try to tell the truth and treat others as you would, then you're a light worker. But, you know, professionally, but there are people who call themselves shaman and are not. And so it's kind of hard, but I will look for that. And thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Carolyn, when you look for them, because I got to go, but when you look for them,
I
want you to feel that person out. So don't just look for a shaman. Let your spirit tell you, is this the right person for me? And if not, then go to the next one. Because
the angels
are telling me the shaman will help you, and the woman he's bringing
and
with
male.
You will clear all this stuff.
Male?
Okay.
Yeah, real quickly, though, just my original question, but I wanted to give that message for Chris, too, because she needs the, yeah. And so you both feel, both Nina and Luna, you both feel that that my appointment will go well and that will be somebody I can work with ongoing, because I'm in the midst of, I've been betrayed
Carolyn.
And abused. Yeah.
Carolyn, definitely yes. You know what?
You got to turn your radio off or something. We're getting feedback and it's screaming in our ears.
No, that's the dark energy doing that. Trust me. I get disconnected. I'll turn down the volume. But Nina, yeah, I heard you.
Okay. Also, Carolyn, they're not going to like this. So, okay?
Yeah. They're breaking you up. You see, this is when Nina... They're breaking you up. This happens all the time. Nina, can you just tell me? So you do feel good about it, and Spirit's saying that's a good thing?
But I'm calling you after the show.
Thank you. But you know what? You'll have to get my number. The number that's showing up is I'm on Google Hangouts. So
We got it. I'll give it to Nina.
Back on Google. Okay. All right. Love you both. Thank you so much. Will you give my love, and if she's not listening, to she'll know, Annabelle
Shiha.
Lee.
Shiha. Yes, I
no,
will.
I know. She'll get
yes,
it.
I will.
She knows.
Thank
that
you
I'm,
so
I
much,
know,
Carolyn.
Read, blessings to I love you both. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code. We got time. Area code 270. You're on the air with Linus and Nina.
Hello, my name is Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Terrific.
My question is, I'm single now, and I was wanting to know, is there a relationship or any dating in my future?
Well, I should hope so. Okay, now, before I ask the angels, did you just recently get out of a relationship?
Well, it's been a few years. I was kind of around the guy,
not officially
dating, but that ended.
Okay. That last guy, make sure that you end it. Have no conversation with him. Make sure that you deleted him off your internet and your phone. That's all I'm going to say about that one. Okay,
it's
now looking forward.
Okay.
Well, the angels just told me that, so that's why I'm passing that on. I was looking forward, and they stopped me to tell you about this last guy, and I'm like, oh, you know, if he tries to come back, it's like, no, it's a done deal. You're done.
It's kind of funny that you say that, because I was at a cabin with my family the other day, and they invited him, but he came with, like, a new girlfriend. So I was like, okay, a little uncomfortable.
Well, to say the least.
Right.
God.
Right. So
tell your family don't do
that
no more without checking with you. Tell them don't do that no more without checking with you first. Give you that respect and consideration.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't trying to talk bad about your family, but that is put you in a...
Yeah. Very kind of, yeah.
Okay. Oh, let's see what's coming up. Oh, I'm getting Filipino, Spanish. Hold on, I got to write it down while they're telling me. Filipino, a Spanish man from Puerto Rico. Oh, they're telling me the Spanish guy is from Puerto Rico. Oh, okay. And the Filipino guy, born and raised here. Oh, okay. He's good. American. Okay, let's see what's going on. All right, Joy. The Filipino guy is in the fall. You'll meet him around September or even November. But the first month they gave me was September or either November. The Filipino guy stands about 5'11". He's medium dark complected.
Mm-hmm.
Hard worker. Make sure that he's out of his drama. He has also left a relationship. But I think the woman on his end is a little nutty. So just make sure that he's done with the drama and ain't coming with no luggage or carry-on baggage. Okay.
Okay.
Now the Puerto Rican guy. Oh, girl, he is fine. Good God. All right, angels, do you think he's interested in me? Oh, God, he's good looking. This guy, he's like a pretty boy. He's so fine.
I like it.
He's like a pretty boy. Ooh, and he loves black women. Loves them. He won't even date a Puerto Rican woman. He won't. He loves black women. Good looking guy. Okay, now they're telling me he's a singer, performer, clubs, concerts, well known. Ooh, okay.
Those are all things that I love.
Late 30s, between 38 and 39. Somewhere right in there. But he has a day job. The singing that he does, that's his love, like a hobby. He loves to sing, and he's got a beautiful voice. And he's got like a little group, it looks like three of them, and they perform all over. But he's got a daytime job, a business job. I want them to show me. I see him working in a corporation. I see him walking up and down the hall, but I want to know, where is he at? What is he doing? Come on, angels. It's a big corporation, but what does this man do? Okay, I see him at the desk. You're showing me paperwork, but what is his title? He's either a manager or a director. That's what I need to know. Okay. So the daytime, he's a manager or director. I still don't know what company it is. And in the evening, this is what he does. Now, he's got a couple of kids. Let you know that they're small, not like babies, but, you know, they're in elementary school. I'll put it like that. Mm-hmm. It looks like maybe first and third grade. Definitely single. No problems. I don't see anybody following him or anything. Where are you going to meet this guy at? A concert. Well, I'll be. You're going to meet him at a concert. And you know what? He is the opening group, the opening What I want to say, Joy. He opens a show. His little group opens a show, him and these two guys. So this concert is not like some big famous like Jamie Foxx or something like that, but whoever that they're performing, they're on. I mean, they're on first, and then the main act comes out. Let me see. Now they're telling me he could be a rapper, not your guy, but the guy that's the headline. Yeah, maybe a rapper or a singer, the headline. But anyway, that's where you see him. He comes out first. So you know what I'm going to tell you? And I know this is being kind of forward. Make your way to the stage, to the side of the stage, and introduce yourself to him. Yeah, because I see you and him could be in a long-term relationship, Joy. Seriously. That's what the angels are showing me, is an LTR. I'm seeing that, LTR, LTR, LTR. So that tells me long-term relationship. But it's going to take you to get his attention. So that's why I'm telling you, run up to the, not run up to the stage, but to the side of the stage, you know, or if you can get around backstage and speak with him, change phone numbers, and you two will be a couple. You will be a couple. He's a nice guy, you know, and in fact, I see you helping him to be a good father as far as, you know, like child support and spending time with his kids. It's not going to bother you two. You two will have a relationship, but it's just as right, not a sperm donator, but a man that really is interacting with his kids, not just giving the woman money, but, yeah, he does activity. In fact, the two of you are with the kids. That's what I'm seeing right now. They're showing me. I'm getting a pain on the left side on the back of my head about his ex-girlfriend. Oh, she's going to be jealous. Well, so be it. Life goes on. He's moved on. But he loves his children. So I'm letting you know, he loves his kids. But why I'm saying that you would help him to be a good father, because it would be like, okay, your kid's birthday's coming up. You know, we need to get something, right? Like that. I don't mean like Christmas. But, you know, like that, maybe he, you know, he knows the son's birthday is coming up and he forgot, and you remind him, like, did you get a gift? Did you pick up something to drop off for your, so in that way. But other than that, like, he pays his child support, so you don't have a problem there, and just the interaction with the kids. But he doesn't have any dealings with this woman, and I can see why, because I'm telling you, I got a pain from the left side, the back of my neck, all the way forward to the front. That's bad. So.
Okay. I can.
Yeah. She'll be jealous of you, but you know what? Oh, well. You're cleaning up where she left up. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So anyway, and this concert, when you meet him, is coming up. It might be doing July 4th weekend or the week of July 4th, because it's like a lot of stuff going on. I see that concert, but I see other activities going on to the side, like barbecues or stuff. So, yeah, there's a lot of activities. So
I know exactly there's
the week of July 4th. Oh, okay.
There's an annual, in the next town, I live in a really small town, there's a lady who has barbecues, and, like, she'll have, like, bounty houses for the children, and she usually has a band perform.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it could be.
Well, I'm telling you, I see the concert, and maybe he's outdoors, because I don't see, like, you're inside, but it's not, like, an auditorium, Joy. It's not in that perspective.
Right.
So maybe it is outside that the performer, because like I said, the guy is not, the main act is not that big time. It's like he's coming up in the world. And your guy is just the opening act, you know, giving him a little kudos, you know, before the guy comes out. So, yeah. But he performs all over. When you get to know him, you'll see he's all over the place performing, you know. But like I said, during the day, he's business. You know, business and all that. So remember, you got two guys coming. That Filipino guy, he could be coming shortly. You know, just, that ain't even you. Just, I ain't going to tell you kick him to the curb, but that ain't you. But the Puerto Rican guy, yes, yes. And please call me Anina back, because the angels are so strong when they showed me this guy, and I was like, wow, this guy is gorgeous. Yeah, so...
sometimes they get really profound in showing me stuff. So I'm letting you know, long-term relationship, it's there.
Oh, definitely.
But you make that effort. When you see him, you get a little bowl, you know.
Okay.
You get a little bowl and talk to him and stuff, and you two will be together. And, hey, maybe you might end up getting married.
Well, I'll definitely call back. I really do appreciate that.
Yes, yes, you're most welcome.
Even the part about not contacting the other person, I appreciate that too.
Yeah, don't even go there. Mm-mm. It's like snapping your fingers. What? No. God's blessing you, honey. That's okay. You know what you do? You said thank you for the right one that's
right.
Coming now. You showed me what I don't need in my life. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right,
so
Joy.
Much.
We'll have a wonderful Memorial Day tomorrow and a good week. And give me a Nina call back. Let us know. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day. All right, let's see if we can get one more in. 954, let's get you in right quick. Who's this? You're on the line with Linus and Nina.
Hi, my name is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Doing terrific, young lady.
Good.
And how can me and Nina help you today?
I just wanted to know if you see a love interest where it could lead to marriage coming my way.
Oh, okay. Who's the guy? You got his first name? Is there somebody?
No. If you see anyone coming into my life.
See anybody coming in. Oh, okay. So there's no one there right now. Okay.
No.
Okay,
no.
Yeah, he's in church. Oh, man, they're showing me. He's in church. He's a deacon. Young man.
No.
Looks like maybe middle 30s.
Middle 30s, wow, okay.
Yeah. Are you older than that?
Yes. I'm 40.
Okay, now I said earlier, love has no
that's
age
true.
And has no color. So I'm seeing this guy. He's between 35 and 38 years old, okay. He's active in church, very spiritual, good guy, works every day, has his own condo, his own car. I see a Chrysler sitting out in front of his condo. Now he's not a zealot in religion or church, but he has a strong belief in God, and he believes in doing the right thing, not only for himself but by a woman as well. So, but he's not the kind that's going to browbeat you and like, are you going to church this Sunday? Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, he wouldn't do that to you. Yes, he would offer you the invitation, but he ain't going to browbeat you about God, you know. But anyway, that's okay. But anyway, that's what they're showing me. Let's see, where are you going to meet him? AME Church. Hey, they're showing me what church he's in. AME. What is that? African Methodist. African Methodist. I forgot AME. I used to know that by heart. African Methodist something. Okay. What else can you show me about him, angels? A lot of respect, a lot of honor. Wow, his mama raised him good. A lot of respect. Maybe too, it might be, you know, because he's in church, but he shows a lot of respect. And he's not, he's funny. Okay, you're telling me now he's like a comedian when it comes to church. Okay, that's what, okay. So, yes, he's involved in church. Lisa, he's the assistant pastor.
Oh, wow.
He's the assistant pastor of this AME church. Hope you're writing this down.
Oh, my God. I have it recorded.
What else? He
works. Do you
know
the time frame?
Yeah, they said shortly.
Oh.
Shortly could be a week to 3 weeks. I don't want to say past 3 weeks, but shortly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He works in the church, but he also has a job. But it's like part-time because he's really devoted, you know, to the church. But he does have a part-time job. He's into eating healthy. He likes fruits and vegetables and fish. Every now and then he'll eat a steak. But he likes fish, and he's definitely into fruit and vegetables. He does exercise. He doesn't mind walking. Every now and then he'll go to a gym and work out. And he's looking for a mate. He's looking for his mate, his helpmate in life. So he hasn't found that person yet.
Oh, wow.
Not even at the church. He hasn't seen anybody at church that interests him. Okay, girlfriend, what you need to do is look up AME churches in your area, or the next will be over. And, oh, God, can you give me a name, angels? They're telling me Williams, I'm getting WMS, and I'm also getting the letter P. So write that down. I don't know. The letter P, I'm not saying that's first or last name, but I'm getting the letter P, and I'm getting WMS. So that's Williams abbreviated.
Okay.
What else, angels? Nope, that's it. That's it.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
wow. He's similar to me, like a lot similar to me.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now you got it. AME Church, he's assistant pastor. His name has a P, either the beginning or the end, and there's also Williams in his name, beginning or end. Because, you know,
oh,
he could
lovely.
Be William with a first name, too. Yeah. Okay,
right.
Well, there you go, young lady.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and God bless you. Listen,
oh,
God
bless
you.
You both. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
enjoy.
Have a wonderful Memorial Day. Oh, and thank you for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Okay, we got one more. Area code 901, you're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Lynn, it's Anna. Would you look at my week?
Hey, how you doing? Did you hear Carolyn?
I sure did, Carolyn.
Okay. Yeah, that was so nice. So nice. Okay. All right. Let's see what's going on. In fact, let me let Nina do it. I always do it. Nina, tell Anna about her week. And by the way, everybody, this is She-Haw for y'all that wanted to know when you heard Carolyn either. This is She-Haw or Annabelle. Okay, go ahead, Nina.
We got to do this quick. We have 2 minutes. Okay, Anna, good week for you. I see lots of sunshine. Are you getting ready to plant some flowers?
No. No.
Okay, well, for some strange reason, I'm seeing flowers.
Yeah,
sure
we are
why.
In Sedona. Anyway, go ahead.
Sure. Anyway, you have lots of sunshine in your life coming this week. Nothing but great news.
Okay, my darling. Thank you.
You're very welcome, my darling. I love you.
I love you too. I love you too, Shia. Okay. All right, Miss Nina, we got a minute left. Go ahead. Say whatever you want to say. I'll start the music. We went
all
right,
right
to the
everybody.
Very end.
Love you lots. Have a great week. Remember, keep smiling. Keep the positive happening. Because without that, your life is not going to be in a good direction. So remain positive as you can be, no matter what is going on around you. Lots of love to everybody. Lennis, great show. Thank you very much. Anna, thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate all the support you give both of us. So, good evening, everyone. Have a great week. Love you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Anna, very much. Have a good week, everybody. We love you.